HarperCollins presents Indomitable, a working woman's notes on life, work, and leadership. Written by Arundhati Bhattacharya. Read by Shivani Vakil Savant. Disclaimer: this book is based on actual events that took place in the author's life and reflects the author's present recollections of such experiences over time, as truthfully as recollection permits, and/or can be verified by research. To my husband, Preetimoy, and daughter Sukrita, for their constant encouragement and support. My parents, Pradyut and Kalyani, for allowing me to bloom. And to all the millions of young Indians who hail from the small towns and villages of India with stars in their eyes, hope in their hearts, and the grit, determination and belief that they can excel and contribute to building this nation. Foreword by Deepak Parekh, Chairman, Housing Development Finance Corporation. September 2021. It was a rainy 3-day weekend. I got a call from the usual effervescent Arundhati, requesting me if I would be inclined to read her book and write the foreword. Before I had even made up my mind, her unedited manuscript was in my inbox. As I began to scroll my iPad, I soon realized I just wanted to keep reading more. I cannot claim to have known Arundhati for years. I first met her in 2013, when she was heading SBI Capital Markets, a subsidiary of the State Bank of India, SBI. I had been asked to chair a committee set up by the Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, and Arundhati was the lone member. Over the many years of my working life, I have met several people from the banking and financial cadre. I instinctively knew Arundhati was a cut above the rest. As a public person, Arundhati made her mark in history as the first woman to lead SBI. Yet, those who followed her story more closely will always remember her for graciously embracing her title as chairman, as the SBI Act could not legally permit the change to chairperson. Admirably, the title never frazzled her. She knew she had to get on with the task, tackling challenge after challenge that confronted her as she helmed the country's largest bank. As an SBI lifer, she remained driven by a simple mantra, which was to leave the bank better and stronger than when she joined it. And clearly she did. Much credit goes to her for the bank's changes in human resource management, effecting the mega merger of 6 banks into SBI in record time, driving the financial inclusion agenda and spearheading the bank's digital transformation amongst several other milestones. This book is an endearing read, with a narrative of her personal life interspersed with her work life. She is brutally honest with work-life struggles, but it never weighs her down. She steers away from aspiring to be a superwoman, nor does she wallow in guilt for being away from home when work demands it. To her credit, she seized every opportunity to help other colleagues facing similar issues. Few know that she was instrumental in getting the Indian banking system to shift to having 2 Saturdays off in a month.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?